on Tuesday night. But obviously, it's to identify status and availability, to know who's available. And later on, we may even tally up, okay, who's available and what is their capability? That gets into the ERD, which stands for what?
Emergency Resource Directory.
Equipment Resource Directory.
Emergency.
Or Emergency Resource Directory. Okay, so we need to refer to the glossary that we have. And you'll notice I got a hit on my slide and not on my notes. That one of the reasons that we're looking at the resource net at this stage, if it was rapid escalation, is that the most available resources might be called up first. For example, when we did the drill at Plaza de la Paz in Laguna Niguel that Wayne put on, was February? That's when the training was, I think. In February, I was certain that I would be called up first because I was the closest. And pretty much he authorized me to travel quite quickly. Well, actually, Charlie did. That gets into the chain of command and our incident commanders. In that case, we had Tri-City Incident Commander, we had Laguna Niguel Incident Commander, and we had Charlie as Mission Viejo Commander, and Charlie was in charge of his crew. The closest available resource, where do we find that in our manual?
We don't have it yet, Charlie.
Yes, it is.
It's in there. Actually, it's a page without a number right after 3-1. So
it's on the back of
the form. Yeah. Well, it's on. There's a form and.
Oh, is that a new one from last meeting?
It's a new one.
It's on the back of the call down list.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
I think it's a separate sheet. But at any rate, in my book, it was right after 3-1. And you can take a look at that. So
it's 3-4, the back side, 3-4.
3-4, I stand corrected. And we're now on slide 43. Moving on to slide 44. And we're all familiar with the restat form on slide 44. Not much to talk about. We've been using it for net control for some time. Okay, moving on to Sal 2. Sal 2 is alert, and the concept here is that you still haven't been authorized to travel, but you should be advising the family, loved ones that you're going to be called up. You should be continuing to complete checklists. And remember, there were three parts of the checklist. And they were? What were the three parts to the checklist for our go kit?
Position, radio, and placement.
Right. Position. For example, the things that we might need in the EOC might be quite different than out in the field. Position, radio, and personal items, like no-dos. Verifying that everything is in your go kit and possibly starting logging of a 214 form. Now, through the discussion tonight, there's reference to the 214, but because there's a course on that that we'll cover after in January, we're not going to touch much on that. Okay, so we've talked about Sal 2. We're on slide 46. Okay, The 214 form is now displayed. That is slide 47. One thing that Wayne suggested that we do, there's a front and a back on the 214. While we're not talking a whole lot about the 214 tonight, his recommendation was forget the front, use the back. There's a lot of boxes that are confusing, like the section 10 says resources assigned. Yeah, if you were incident commander like Charlie, it would be very important for you to use that. But for most of us who are not incident commanders, the back of the log is, whoa, this is a unit log. That didn't look right to me. Yeah, that doesn't look right. Okay, on the back, if you look at line number 11, the activity log, there's a column for time on slide 47, and then there's where you jot down activities of what you've been doing. On the back of the form, even though the slide shows differently, on the back of the form is strictly your name, the name of the incident, and most of the page is taken up in two columns, where you jot down the time of a certain thing happening and what happened. And again, Wayne suggested we use the back. Okay, we'll pass on the 214. We're now at slide 50. This is an image of the vehicle safety inspection form. We're familiar with it. Again, he'll be referring to that as we go through the escalation levels, or the standard activation levels, I should say. Now we're on slide 52.
Hey, Bob.
Yo.
As far as the DSI, we should actually start filling that out in cell 2, right? Okay, we're talking about cell 2 now. Maybe in the cell 1, if you start to think you're going to be called out, we're going to have to start checking your vehicle at that point.
I would say, I think the advice would be, because you could see how maybe an incident could start out slowly and escalate, and then all of a sudden it takes forever to get through SAL 1. And then SAL 2, SAL 3, SAL 4, SAL 5, all of a sudden you're rapidly escalating, shorter and shorter time frame. So it seems to me that we need to be thinking in terms of filling out checklists as soon as we hit SAL 1. And the same thing for the vehicle inspection. Have it done. Better would be if we were all disciplined to say do the vehicle inspection once a week, whether or not we're being activated. Quite frankly, there's a personal benefit to that. At least you know your brakes work or your headlights are on. And my wife is always telling me that I need to check our cars anyway. So there's a marital benefit to doing it before you even hit cell 1. And of course, we need to know whether the go kit is ready to go. And if you are missing fuses for your radio, you can't on Sunday be running out to go get your fuses. So, obviously. Okay, now we're on slide 53. 54, which is the situation is stage. This is where you're authorized to stage, to go stage, wherever you're going to be assigned. In our case, it is to go from our home to, say, the EOC. And obviously, we're going to be checking in to the travel net in the process. And the key word on slide 54 is you have completed the vehicle inspection. And you've completed the checklist at this point. You can read on 55 the travel net duties. I think we all know what the reason is for travel net.
Which I had to explain tonight to somebody.
Yes, on the air, you did. I thought that was neat. So we're now looking at slide 57. We're going to go to 57. I'm purposely going through these fast because I want to try to do something a little bit different shortly. Okay, level 5 is what a situation deploy. Now, during the set, that was when I gave out the assignments as resource net to go you're assigned to the EOC or you're assigned to field operations, and if so, what location and what the situation was you're supposed to look at, which envelope. That would be the deploy part of the escalation. Now, on slide 57, you talk about mobilization code required. You may recall that the mobilization code actually occurred, was given out prior to this, but you can't deploy without one.
Can we even travel without one?
Can't even travel with one. You cannot travel without a mobilization code. Yeah.
So it's actually given out for stage 4.
Actually,
South 4, right?
For
stage, you have to start moving.
It could be given out at cell 3. Yeah, at cell 3. Because not cell 3. It would be given out when you're transitioning from cell 3 to cell 4. Okay, and let's see if we can go through an exercise. Now, obviously, we have our incident objectives. I would refer you to one of the other handouts that we had, the first part of 044 class. But obviously, number one priority is safety. Number two is creating a network for emergency communications. And thirdly is don't move from your assignment unless you're given permission. Okay, now we're down to cell 6 on slide 59. Oops. Which is our disaster mode. And the response there is, I think this is key to read this particular one because it says, disaster operations mode, no M code required or mobilization code required. Response, do whatever you can to help. Maintain a safe environment. Never jeopardize the safety of yourself or those around you. Unconventional assignments may be necessary. Remember and use your training and common sense. Okay, so you know, obviously we're doing whatever we can to survive the incident. And last is the recovery mode, which is confirmed safety of the family. And of course, when you finally get safely home, replace whatever you used out of your go kit. And that is the end of slide 62. Okay, now this is going to be an interesting process from here on out. Okay, what I'm going to try to do is I want to take you through Golden Guardian and the emails that I sent out leading up to the Golden Guardian